Chapter 1. The marsh really stinks when it rains. Raven and I huddle under a dying tree just outside the walls of Southgate. Fat raindrops pelt down on the hoods of our cloaks, softening the rough-spun fabric, turning the hard-packed dirt beneath our feet to soft mud that sucks at our boots. The rain doesn't bother me. I want to lift my hood and let the water splash on my cheeks. I want to join with it and feel myself fall from the sky in a million little pieces. But now is not the time to connect with the elements. We have a job to do. This is the third time we've been to Southgate over the last few months, since Hazel was taken. With the auction date moved up from October to April, the members of the Society of the Black Key, the Lone City's homegrown rebel force led by Lucian, have been working overtime to gather more people to our cause, to stockpile weapons and explosives, to infiltrate royal strongholds in the outer circles. But none of that will matter if the royalty can just stay hidden, snug behind the massive wall that surrounds the jewel. That's where we come in. The surrogates are stronger when we work together, and it will take every girl we can get to crumble that huge wall to pieces. To strip the royals of their main protection, to let the people into the jewel. Raven and I have traveled to all four of the holding facilities, along with the other surrogates Lucian saved from the jewel. Sienna, Olive, and Indy. Northgate was the worst. All cold iron and stone floors, drab uniforms, and no personal items allowed. It's no wonder Sienna hated it so much. She didn't like going back there either, but we need a surrogate who knows the facilities and who knows the girls. We've been showing them the truth a few at a time, helping them access the elements, changing them from surrogate to something more. Raven has a unique and intangible ability. She can access a special place, a cliff overlooking the ocean, and she can bring others with her as well. It's a dreamlike, magical spot where girls like us form an instant connection with the elements. I've been there more times than I can count over the past months. We have to be careful with who we choose. Only girls going to the auction who will be on the trains heading directly inside the jewel. Lucian got us the lists. There is no hidden door to Southgate, like the one at Ashes Companion House, and no regimentals prowling outside either. Southgate is a fortress in the middle of a sea of mud brick hovels. The marsh is even sadder than I remember it. The sulfuric smell of the mud beneath my feet, the sparse, scrubby trees, the dilapidated homes. It all screams poor in a way that I never quite understood until I lived in the jewel. Even the smoke and the farm aren't as bad as this. The unfairness is like a slap in the face. A huge part of the Lone City's population is living in squalor and no one cares. Worse, no one really knows. What do the citizens in the bank or the smoke know of the marsh? It's a faraway place where the people who shovel their coal or scrub their kitchens or work their looms live. It's not real to them. It may as well not exist. Only three girls left to show the elements to here, Raven says. Then it's back to Westgate in a few days. She's cut her hair short again, and her eyes gleam with black fire beneath her hood. She is not quite the Raven who left this holding facility with me last October for the auction, nor is she the hollow shell the Countess of the Stone had tortured her into when I rescued her from the jewel. She is somewhere in between. She has nightmares about her time spent locked in a cage in the dungeon of the Palace of the Stone. She still hears snippets of people's thoughts and feelings. Whispers, she calls them. A side effect of the Countess's doctor cutting into her brain over and over again. But her laughter has returned, and her wit, especially when she talks to Garnet. And she trains each day with Ash, strengthening her once frail body until her wiry frame has become lean and hard. She glances up at the immense wall towering over us. Climbing it was never an option. Its stone surface is perfectly smooth. No cracks or crevices for handholds. We spent hours sitting around the dining room table with Syl, discussing the best way to break into the holding facilities. In the end, it was Sienna who came up with the idea,